morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jolene Smith, and she's representing Royal Neighbors and the Atlantic Park and Rec Board. Good morning to you, Jolene.
Good morning, Lamont.
Lots of things going on. You know, we could talk for a long time about activities for both of those groups because there's always something happening. But what we want to talk about today is a special, actually statewide event coming up next week.
Yes, next Wednesday, a week from today, October 5th, is the Healthiest State Initiative. Governor Branstad started this quite a few years ago, and he wants all 99 counties to be involved in this and have at least a 30-minute walk. We are going to do it out at Shelburg's Recreation Area, and I'll be there from 11:30 to 1:30, so you have an opportune time to come and walk for 30 minutes, an hour, the whole time, whatever you'd like to do.
Make your choice. And I guess if you don't have a whole 30 minutes, and any, you know, 10 minutes a day, they say, really helps. But aim for 30, and you've given people quite a long time span there. And I guess if they can't come during that time, they won't be counted in the healthiest walk thing, but still walk.
You know the good thing? I don't have to count anymore.
You don't?
No, it's just registering your county, but we are still encouraging everybody to come out because I'll kind of count as they go by to see if it's, you know, more this year or less or whatever.
Well, let's hope that the weather cooperates. We've been having some wonderful fall weather. What a perfect time to be outside.
Yeah, this will happen, rain or shine. Of course, if it's storming and really bad weather, you might want to think of going up to the Y or someplace to walk, but otherwise we will be out there.
Okay. And you said the time, and have we said the date?
It's a week from today, next Wednesday, October 5th. We're September gone.
Everybody says that. It's just gone by so fast. But, fall, September, October are my favorite times of the year until it's spring, and then spring is my favorite time. But right now, to me, it's just energizing, and the colors are so pretty.
Yeah.
And Shelburg's is a wonderful place to go and enjoy it.
It is, and we're supposed to start on the new trail around Lake 2, which is very exciting. We'll have trails around all our lakes now and clear out to KJN and back.
Amazing.
So we are getting a good trail system in this town.
And I know that many of those you have marked for how many miles and so on. Do you know how many miles if they walk out to KJN?
New markers,
yes,
because
yes.
We don't. That was by a health incentive program that we had, the signs that are there now. So we do need to add more signs.
Well, that's a good sign of the times, that you need to change signs because you have more opportunities to walk.
Yes.
Okay, so this healthiest walk, you said Governor Branstad started this some years ago when he said Iowa should be the healthiest state in the nation. I think we have a ways to go, but you gotta have a goal out there. So was there other, why did he do that in addition to it's a good idea to walk?
I think we were ranked way, way down in the nation as to states with healthy people, and he wanted to bring our numbers up. And this year the theme of it is Step It Up. He wants to get our state more healthy because it brings so much more to our state and to our people's well-being. It decreases your premature death. It reduces development of diabetes. It reduces the risk of dementia. It's treatment for hypertension, prevents obesity. And it supports relationships. You meet other people as you walk, especially out at Shelburg's. Provides friendships, and you can have a support and buddy system to have somebody walk with you. Reduce symptoms of anxiety. Increase self-reported energy levels. Improves your sleep. And increases your well-being. There's some of the benefits of it, plus many more.
And it doesn't cost hardly anything. You maybe need a good pair of shoes, but beyond that,
yeah, there's no cost to it. There's some, as we said, Shelburg's has a great trail system, so there's no cost. You can walk rain or shine or snow because Seth keeps the trails open in the wintertime. He plows them.
Wow, all right. So no excuse. And if you can't go to Shelburg's, you know, there's lots of other places to walk. So inside and out. I think also Atlantic, and I know other towns too, have provided other places like the hospital or the Y, or you know, other places have community centers. So if you don't want to be outdoors, There's indoors to walk. No excuse.
No. And there's also a trail in town that starts at 17th Street, and really it ends at Shelburgh's trail that is mapped out through town. And we do have a downtown walking trail that the city clerk's office has maps, and
I think the chamber has maps.
Yes. So there are maps around if you want to walk.
As I recall, I mean, there's a really good picture of it, but it'll tell you, is it a half a mile or is it a mile? And I guess you could stop and shop even, because it's kind of right downtown.
Yes, that would be a good thing to have next, walk and shop and stop.
And, okay, so when we look back again in history, was this an original from Governor Branstad, or did he kind of copy somebody else? Do you have any clue?
I don't really know. Yeah. I think it just disturbed him that we weren't that healthy.
Right.
And he wanted to do something about it.
Well, and walking, like you say, is one of the best ways. You know, whenever you read about exercise or getting healthy, it always includes walking.
Yes, that's about the number one thing to do that everybody can do, and inexpensive, and walking. You can take your kids, you can take your dog.
Yeah, true. And mentioning dog, let's talk about the dog park a little bit. Anything new happening there, or just people using it?
Every time I go out there, there seems to be a lot of people using it. So I think the dog park was really a good addition to the Atlantic Parks and Rec. Seth is working on putting signs up there, as there is an in and an out, so we don't have a traffic jam. And some parking signs, but it's hard to mark paint on gravel, so there's just going to be a sign out there. But I don't think they've had any problems, really. But it gets used a lot.
And that's great. Great for the dog, great for the people.
The humans, too.
Yes. And also, one of the things you mentioned in that list of positives about walking is the sociability. And I think that happens with people who walk dogs, too. They meet new people.
Yes, they do. If you're walking your dog, you can meet somebody. Hopefully, you're walking it on a leash around Shelburgh's and picking up after it. And you can meet other people and talk to them. And you can, like the buddy system, go with three or four people and catch up on your day's activities.
You bet. So you mentioned that they're starting on an additional trail around the lake. What else is, as you talk to people, as you're there, why else do people like Shelburgh's?
There's just so much wildlife out there, and you can see different birds, animals. We have three beautiful flower beds right now. Next summer, we're going to redo our butterfly garden to bring it kind of up to date and get some new plants in there. And it's just a nice, beautiful, quiet place to walk and enjoy nature.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I think about it, it's an open area versus if you like to walk in the trees, you probably better go to Sunnyside. But to me, you can see a long ways because it is very open. And that's kind of neat, too, to be able to kind of look around.
Talking about trees, when we get the trail around Lake 2, you will be able to walk back there in the trees.
Okay, good point. And mentioning trees, I think October 3rd is this related to Parks and Rec, really, is the program about Emerald Ash Borer.
Emerald Ash Borer, yes.
And taking a walk through Sunnyside. So I don't know if you know more about that, but I know Extension Service has all the...
We took a course last year, and the same lady is giving this, and we were counting trees then, but we walked through Sunnyside and looked at the trees and counted them, and this is similar to it.
Okay.
But we're still looking for the Emerald Ash Borer. So far, all the trees they've tested, they haven't found it yet. So
we're lucky so far.
Yes, we are very lucky.
So is there a website where we can find out more about Parks and Rec or any of the information that we've talked about?
Parks and Rec has their own, and I think you can get through it through the chamber.
Yeah, just Atlantic Iowa.
Iowa, and just on Park and Rec, and you can find out a lot of good information on that. They've done a great job on that. On the healthiest walk, it's iowahealthiestate.com.
Okay,
very good. If you want more information on that.
Okay, and remind us again, date, time, place.
It's a week from today, Wednesday, October 5th out at Shelburgs. We'll meet in the west parking lot. You can start in the east and come around to the west, any place, but we are starting in the west, and I'll be there from 11:30 to 1:30.
Okay.
So come out and walk and get healthy.
Very good. Sponsored by Royal Neighbors and Atlantic's mm-hmm. Park and Rec Board. And we want to thank you very much, Jolene Smith, for visiting with us.
Thank you, LaVon.
Until next time, here's the thought. If you seek creative ideas, go walking.